Thank you. And that was Wendy Carlos's epic ambient masterpiece, Winter. Pitch shifted down an octave over the course of slightly over the course of the piece, half the piece, and then pitch shifted back up all the way through normal and past that one octave higher. Are you looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating fresh fruits. A is for apricots, B is for black cherries, C is for cantaloupe. These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet. The edible skin of fruits like apples can be a terrific source of healthy cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others, like bananas, come in convenient, ready-to-peel natural packages, so you don't even need to wash your hands to eat them. Plus, their wrapping is completely, utterly compostable. So if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio. That's a public service message I'm not putting into the book yet this week. I'm going to tweak it just a little bit more. So we've got one last set for you about winter, and it's going to have two songs that I was inspired to compose by Antonio Vivaldi's Winter. One of them, the first one you'll hear, is called Icicle Trees Glistening in the Sunlight. And I saw a bunch of frozen trees. It looks like there was rain, and then it got real cold on the trip I took back from visiting my family 2 weeks ago. And icicle trees. And then, well, in this next set, I'm going to go and play for you some two more songs from our perfect Led Zeppelin 2. And one of them is going to be Moby Dick, which John Bonham's guitar, his drum solo, and he plays a lot of that with his hands too, which is what I do for all my electronic percussion. And I'm going to, after Moby Dick, appropriately enough, I'm going to have another of my impro compositions with a winter theme. This one's called Icebergs Calving in the Cold Sea. And it's just about the violence and screaming of icebergs splitting into pieces, cleaving into pieces and smashing up against one another. It's like a ultimately noise electronica. And I imagine it is a soundtrack for something like a documentary about a ship like the Titanic that gets hit by icebergs and then it's sinking down, breaking apart, going to the bottom of the ocean. And I played both of these on a type of modified electric guitar I call the stereo ultra bass guitar. And the idea is that it's got the six strings, but one of them's a really thick bass string, and the strings are divided into two sets of three that you play separately. It's two pickups that are angled, and one goes to the left channel, one goes to the right channel, and we run them through all sorts of electronics, like electroharmonics, the Ravish sitar pedal, to make it not sound at all like a guitar. So that's what this next set that we're going to conclude this episode with, and it starts with Led Zeppelin here. Oh, yeah, also we've got a Chuck U. The Sonic Montage, Nuclear Winter, Paper Crane, Wooden Ships in the middle. But here's Led Zeppelin with Ramble On from Led Zeppelin 2 here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. On my way.
much obliged. Such a pleasant stay. But now it's time for me to go. The autumn moonlight's my way. But now I smell the rain, and with it pain, and it's heading my way. Ah, sometimes I grow so tired. And though I held sweet drink a thousand times, it's time to ramble on.
I'm not. Recently, the World Health Organization did a study, and they only took 7,000 nuclear weapons. In this study, they targeted every city and major town in America, United States, Canada, Russia, China, Europe, England, India, Vietnam, Korea, Australia, New Zealand, the Philippines, Guam, and elsewhere. They couldn't find any more significant targets.
Every city with a population of 100,000 or more people has been targeted.
In the first hour alone of this attack, which is a limited nuclear war, which will not occur, it will be full scale, 1 billion people died from blast alone. I repeat, 1 billion people died in the Northern Hemisphere, and in the next couple of weeks, 1 billion more died of the effects I just described. That's half the world's population. New data, however, has been produced by Carl Sagan et al. To show that these 7,000 bombs dropping on cities would cause such extraordinary fires with oil refineries and oil dumps and chemical dumps burning that the dust and smoke would be injected into the troposphere and would cover the northern hemisphere with a cloud of smoke so thick that the sun would be obliterated from the planet for several months to up to 1 year, causing the temperatures to plummet to minus 55 degrees Fahrenheit, raging snowstorms in the middle of the summer, huge tidal waves coming in from the coast. The plants will all die because they will not be able to conduct photosynthesis in the dark. And we and the animals will freeze to death in the dark, dying of acute radiation illness with levels of fallout much higher than previously predicted, our hair falling out, vomiting, bleeding to death and dying of septicemia. And because of the temperature differential at the equators, this cloud will move rapidly down to engulf the southern hemisphere and do the same thing down there. But they find that maybe the threshold for this effect is only 1,000 bombs dropping on 100 cities.
I had a dream. It was too late. And you and I, we shared this fate. Then I woke, lucky for
maybe the threshold for this effect is only 1,000 bombs dropping on 100 cities. Maybe the threshold for global extinction is 1,000 bombs dropping on 100 cities. Together we own 50,000 nuclear weapons, but President Reagan says that we don't have enough and he plans to build 17,000 more in the next 10 years. Now I want to get on to prognosis. Prognosis means how long do we think we'll survive?
People that I've spoken to, it's a useless task. Make them answer questions that they would never ask. I have been through all of this, don't say I'm not aware. If I don't give up everything, as if I didn't care.
Too late, too
late. Good excuses to get me where I am. I can make a difference.
Too late to come.
Take more.
Is that the way
people that I've spoken to? It seems this time
it will be.
I want to know.
Thank you. does in the same language.
Sister, then by the hand, lead her away from this foreign land, far away where we might laugh again. We are leaving, you don't need. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Community Non-Commercial Radio. I've been your host, Edward Buchert. Our theme this evening was Winter, featuring Led Zeppelin's perfect second album, as well as Antonio Vivaldi's Winter. All three parts from his Four Seasons suite. And we also had Wendy Carlos's epic ambient masterpiece, Winter, a version of it that I altered in pitch, going down an octave and then up higher. And we're listening to Winter right now. And my deal here is that I've sonically reversed it. So this is Winter played at normal speed, but backwards. And we'll let this go out until the end of the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I hope that you've taken our advice, our planning advice about having being prepared for storms. Because, well, it's too late to do that for this evening's, well, this morning, it's starting around 2 a.m., I think, and we could get, you know, a couple of inches or see what happens. But in any case, remember, if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving, because people die that way. Instead, live and listen to WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform.